Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the JNR Basketball Podcast. This is our play-in spectacular edition.
Yeah.
The last play-in game, it's officially over. The play-in tournament is over. Ronnie, I know you said you enjoyed all of these games. Definitely did not sleep through any of them.
I know. Man, so yeah, I got home from work.
Are you shocked by the results? I want to talk about all of these games a little bit, but first off, just going into it, if you don't know what we're talking about, in the West, the Lakers have secured the 7 seed, the Pelicans the 8 seed. In the East, I had it in front of me a second ago and I already forgot. What a fool. The Philadelphia 76ers are the 7th seed and the Miami Heat secure the 8th seed. Any surprises there based off of what the matchups were?
I was a little surprised that the Bulls lost. I really thought that they were going to beat the Heat, especially with Butler out. So that was the biggest surprise. And I really wanted the Bulls to win because they were, you know, like I said, this whole year, they've just been the most fun team to watch. Their crowd has always been behind them. Maybe that's why they lost, because they weren't at home either, too. So, I don't know. I just can't believe the Heat did it again. Like, they keep surprising me, you know? I don't know. It's just, hopefully Butler could get his health together and everything. But I don't know. Just his knee looks pretty wrecked and everything. So, that's just disappointing. That's another reason why I didn't want the Heat to win. So, the fact that they did win and now DeMar DeRozan isn't playing, I was just like, well, what's the point? You know, like the Heat
aren't
going to make
it. Right? Because the Celtics are just going to murder them. But let's back it up and let's go to the first couple of games, starting with the very first game. This was the Lakers and the Pelicans. And this was to see who would be the number 7 seed in the West to go against the Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. The Lakers win this game 110-106. This was a really fun game to watch. I felt like it always stayed pretty close. And what were some key moments that stood out to you?
Mainly just Zion just taking over the game. I mean, he had 40 points in this game. So it's kind of like, it's not really exactly his first playoff appearance, right? Because it's a play-in. But 40 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, he just took it over.
This is what you want to see. Yeah, exactly.
So it's just like, cool, we finally get a taste of Zion. And then for some reason, like with 3 minutes to go, I guess he hurt his hamstring somehow. He went up for a regular shot and then he came down and he just kind of was grimacing. And then he went to the locker room all pissed off and everything. And I think everyone felt the same. We're just like, come on, really? So they ended up keeping a lead and they won all together. So I'm sorry,
the Lakers won.
They lost. The Pelicans actually lost, but it was kind of just, I don't know. I was really excited to see Zion continue, and then I was worried for next game after the Pelicans lost. I was like, well, what's the point of them winning now if Zion's not healthy?
Zion's not in it. We're not going to see a healthy Zion. And they said 2 weeks before they reevaluate and see where he is. Obviously, they have to get past the Oklahoma City Thunder first. But they lose. The Pelicans lose this game. The thing that stood out to me most was Brandon Ingram finished the game on the bench about 9 minutes of the fourth quarter. He just sat on the bench those key minutes. And when asked about it, Willie Green didn't say it was like a minutes restriction because he was just working his way back from injury. He just felt like the core that was on the floor they were jiving and he felt they gave him the best chance to win. I don't know how I feel about that. Brandon Ingram wasn't playing great, but I feel like you got to put your all-stars out there when you're trailing and they just saw Zion go to the locker room. I feel like at that 3 minute mark is the perfect time to put him in and, you know, have him take leadership of this team and close out a game.
I don't remember exactly who was on the floor, but I think, or if I remember, Alvarado was out there because I remember him limping around and everything.
Yep.
Yeah, so why not take him out and then put Ingram in? I think that would have been a better move. That's what I would have done, you know, but...
It was weird because I don't think Valanciunas was on the floor. I think it was Nance, Murphy, Jones, Alvarado, and maybe Marshall? I'm not really sure. It didn't make sense, and they kept panning to Ingram on the bench. What was that last one?
Did you mention McCollum? Did you throw that in?
Oh, you know what? You're probably right. McCollum.
I think it was
take
him.
Out not Mitchell. McCollum,
Jones,
probably.
Murphy, Nance, and Alvarado. I think it was them.
That seems right-ish. It doesn't matter. Brandon Ingram is your all-star. He is who kind of has led this team with Zion's uncertainty. Him and McCollum, I just expected him to be on the floor. So that made it for an interesting backdrop into this game tonight, the Pelicans game, the Kings-Pelicans game, which we'll get to in just a second. But the Lakers win that game. They go on to face the Nuggets, the defending champs. I guess we'll do a full rundown of all the brackets after we go through the play-in game, but that's not an easy matchup, certainly. Do you Do you think the Thunder are a better matchup than the Nuggets? I guess, who would you rather play in the first round? The Nuggets or the Thunder?
I would probably want to play the Nuggets. I feel like I know what to expect with them. And with the Thunder, they're just that younger team. And I think they're just hungry. And I'm scared to play against SGA right now. And yeah, they have a good backup core too as well. The Nuggets have the experience. It's kind of hard to say, but I don't know. There's something there that just tells me that Oklahoma City is just slightly better, slightly harder to beat.
Okay. I'm the opposite. I would rather face the Thunder in the first round because they haven't been there before. Mm-hmm. It's the big stage. The Lakers aren't going to be intimidated by the big stage. And I think that you have just an advantage in their youth because they haven't been there and the lights might be too bright for them. So I almost wonder, do you want to, let's say the Lakers thought that the Thunder were the better matchup. Do you intentionally lose this game or are you just not risk it?
No, I don't think you intentionally lose any games at this point. I don't know.
I would agree with you. Yeah. It's not the end of the world if you do, cause you still have a chance by being that 7 or 8 seed. But yeah, it's a tough draw no matter what, but the champs are the champs.
Yeah.
I would try to push going against them as late as possible.
Right. Yeah, but the Lakers sure look good, though. I mean, they're all healthy and everything, you know? I mean, you got Anthony Davis and LeBron James. He's, what is he, like 50 years old now? And I can't
He's
believe...
He's 57.
Like, exactly. He did this amazing dunk I saw after a steal. I'm just like, yeah, how is he able to do that at such an old age, too? So, I don't know. Just, they're going to be a really tough team anyways, and I think we predicted too, you know, just that they're going to be one of the top teams. Actually, you did predict that. I was going through some previous podcasts and listening to our predictions and everything. And the Lakers were your third team. So they're out of your top three teams in the West. So yeah, good choice.
Let's talk about one of my predictions that didn't work out so well. And this was the second play-in game in the West. The Warriors versus the Kings. Loser goes home. Winner goes on to face the Pelicans, and the Pelicans game was sooner. The Kings absolutely dominated this game pretty much from Jump Street. I don't think it was ever really close.
Yeah.
It felt like watching, I don't know, your old familiar friend just get the crap beat out of him over and over again. Steph Curry had a good game, but Klay Thompson, 0 points mm-hmm. in his 30-something. I don't remember how many minutes he played, but good God, that's... What do you do with Klay? He's a free agent.
So that was his first game without a make since he was a rookie, too. Poor guy. And you don't want to show up like that in an elimination game, you know? And yeah, that trio too, a little fun stat on that. They had 10 turnovers and 12 buckets for the whole night for Green and Curry and Thompson. So yeah, just a horrible night for all of them.
It was rough. And I never would have thought of the big three that Klay would be the one to fall apart and potentially get exiled. But it's going to be weird because he's a free agent, unrestricted. He has said that he wants to stay on the Warriors and he's willing to take a smaller role. But is he willing to take a massive pay cut, which he'll need to take no matter where he goes to stay on the Warriors?
That game, you have to, right?
Chris Paul is making $30 million next year. He has a non-guaranteed contract. They could waive him. $30 million for Chris Paul and his 3 points and 2 assists that he had this game are not... It's not going to make any sense. So you have... I don't know what they're going to do. This might be the end of it. Do you want them to rebuild? Do you want to see Steph Curry go somewhere else? Or you just want them to kind of be bad for a while after having
I want
so
them to be
success.
Bad for a while. That's just how I don't know why. I just I'm done with them. I just be nice to see the whole place catch on fire and just get just all the players just leave that team and go to other places or not play anymore. I'm just kind of done with everyone on that team. I don't really like them.
I know, Ronnie, and it hurts me because I'm a big Steph Curry fan. And I think I said the Lakers, the Nuggets, and the Warriors were the three teams I thought could win a championship in the West.
Nuggets were first, Warriors were second on your list. I was like, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. And you're like, what? Like, you're
they'll
crazy.
Make the playoffs, Ronnie. That's my impression of me being so confident in this Warriors team at the start of the year.
So I was pretty happy that prediction came true, but... And then the Kings moving forward, too. I mean, I definitely wanted them to move forward and stay in the play-in tournament.
And they
so.
beat, They beat the Warriors, who sent them home last year in that dramatic game seven. So they kind of, you know, got over that hump, got that monkey off their back, so to speak. And now, by virtue of being the ninth or tenth seed, they still have to win. They have to win two games to make it. They have to go to New Orleans and beat the Pelicans. We've already talked a little bit about that game. We'll get into it more in just a second. So that was the second play-in game of the night. This was Tuesday night. And one game really, really fun to watch. One game, not so much. And we kind of saw the same thing the next day in the East. Starting with the 76ers and the Heat. This was a big one to win because if you make the 7 seed, you go against the Knicks. If you make the 8 seed, you go against the Celtics. Not a doubt in my mind, I would rather play the Knicks than the Celtics. So the 76ers, they get the win. This was another really, really close game. 105-104 was the final. You mentioned it. Jimmy Butler gets hurt in this game. He plays the whole game or the rest of the game with this injury. And I honestly had no idea. This was such a good game to watch. It was a lot of fun. I found myself rooting for the 76ers.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think I cared. But then I was like, yeah, I like Tyrese Maxey.
It's interesting how that happens.
Team to success.
Like, I'll go in the game. I'm like, I don't care who wins. But then I'm watching. I'm like, oh, I actually want them to win. I don't know, just it's weird how something happens, how it changes your opinion on the team.
Absolutely, yeah. So the 76ers go on to play the Knicks. The Heat, they lose. They have to go against the winner of the next game, the Bulls and the Hawks. Did you want to talk about the 76ers game anymore?
Did you expect them to lose at all? Because I thought they were going to win anyways.
I thought it was going to be a close game. You can never count our good buddy Jimmy Butts out of in a playoff team or a playoff like situation. The Heat, they're just the Heat. They're always so good. Eric Spoelstra just gets the most of his team and his roster. And this was just another, they just hung around.
It was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. It was 105-104 that 76ers won. And so that was kind of crazy how close the game was, you know, but yeah, after Jimmy Butler got out, I was like, okay, I don't want them to move forward. You know, I don't want to see them in the playoffs right now because, yeah, what's the point? They're going to lose anyways. And then this is kind of like one of those games, too, where, like, whoever is going to move on, whoever loses this game, like, do you even play next game? Because then you're going to play against the Celtics. So wouldn't you want to just start your summer early, you know, your off season and just, like, not play because you know you're going to get, lose against the Celtics, so.
That's the Ronnie drive I know from college. Why even bother?
Right. Like, seriously, like, if maybe that's why the Bulls, you know, did what they did tonight, you know, they're just like, what's the point? Like, yeah, there's no reason to play against the Celtics. And I think go ahead.
They beat the crap out of the Hawks in their play-in game. So they could have just said, at that point, they chose not to. So I don't think professional athletes think like that.
Yeah, and I doubt it.
You get that money. You get that sweet paycheck. Those playoff checks. Those are real.
How about Trae Young, though, not making it? I love that. And this is something that we predict. You know what? We did predict that the Hawks were probably going to make it, but they were going to exit out in the first round of the playoffs. So we were really close on this one.
We were close. Pretty close.
But yeah, it's like what we've been talking about this whole season. You got Trae Young. You got Murray. They're two point guards. It just doesn't make sense. And it didn't make more sense. Because they didn't even make the playoffs this year, so
a little dysfunctional. Yeah, the Bulls dominate this game, 131-116, and they now have to play against the Heat in order to make the 8 seed in the playoffs.
Wait, did you see Coby White in that game though?
Coby White, I love Coby White.
Yeah, 42 points he had, and he's just had a monster game. So he just was unstoppable. So that was kind of crazy to watch. It was really a fun game too, but the crowd, dude. The home crowd for the Bulls is my most favorite, so I'm sure you finally got an example of that, and they are just cheering their butts off, and it's so fun to watch games there. I love this team. I feel so bad for the crowd tonight, you know, but...
Well, it was in Miami, so the home crowd got what they wanted. But Coby White, who had the best hair on the court tonight in the Heat game.
I love watching it in slow motion. It's the glorious. Best thing to watch. I just crack it up, and my wife is like, "What are you laughing at?" I was like, "Well, just look at this guy's hair, because look at this guy's hair when he drives through the hole." You know, she started laughing too, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great. So that set the stage for tonight's play-in games: the Heat and the Bulls, the Pelicans and the Kings, and neither one of these games were great. The second game had moments, but the Heat pretty much had control of this Bulls game throughout, and the Bulls shooting was terrible. They just, they had open shots. Mm-hmm. They just could not get anything to land. And I know he's a fan. You're a fan of his, Drummond. What's his first name? Andre Drummond.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
He looked like crap tonight. He spent a lot of time on the bench, and deservedly so. He just looked terrible and completely lost on the court. He finishes the game with only 2 points, only 8 minutes. 8 minutes too much. He looked terrible, and I don't know what the heck he was doing out there. He looked lost.
I mean, his main goal is to just be like out there to pull down the rebounds and be a good defensive guy. You know, he's not there for offense at all, but yeah, he from what I saw
tell
when
him
I was
to
awake.
Shoot the ball. He shot the ball and he just had bad shots and bad looks. I just 1-4 for the field goal was his field goal shooting tonight. Yeah, he was not good. He was not a good basketball player tonight, and yeah. it looked it was bad. It was rough to watch.
And he stopped Coby White, too. He only had 13 points. So, yeah, he had this monster game. But then they're like, you know what? Let's just stop this guy. He made a difference in the first game. So, and yeah, they definitely stopped
him. And going
him.
Back to just bad shooting, he was 5-16, 2-8 from the three-point line.
Yeah.
Just they weren't getting their shots to land. It didn't matter who on this team was shooting. You know, even DeMar DeRozan, who was the leading scorer, he shot 50% from the field and 50% from the three-point. You're not going to win a lot of games when nobody is shooting well. And
yeah,
that ultimately
true.
Was the case. The Caruso, he had another miserable shooting night. 2-8 is all he made. And just, it's, you know, the Heat didn't need to do much. They just needed to make some easy shots. Even without Jimmy Butler, they were shooting much better. Obviously, that helps, but they
and
just
that's the thing I was thinking
let
about
the Bulls
too.
Beat themselves.
Because Jimmy Butler wasn't on the team anymore, you kind of like, there's not really like one person that you have to focus your defense on. You don't have to stop Jimmy Butler anymore. You have to stop every other player on the court, you know? So it's just, it's kind of like, but from the offensive point of view for the Miami Heat, you're thinking like, okay, we don't have Jimmy Butler here to pass the ball to anymore, so we have to work as a team to try to win this game. And I think it's just, there's something there where it's like, it's a much harder to stop a team than it is just to try to stop one person. You know what I mean? So I think that maybe worked in Miami Heat's favor, which I didn't expect at all. But yeah, they looked fantastic
as a team.
They had a great
game from Kevin Love, right? Kevin Love off the bench with 16 points. I love watching Kevin Love come off the bench and just start making buckets like crazy.
Yeah.
That's always fun. And then our favorite player on the Heat, Triple J, 21 points in the spot start, starting for Jimmy Butler. I don't think you're going to get either of those guys to do that against the Boston Celtics, but that's what you need to your point, right?
Yeah.
With no one central player, multiple people are going to have to step up every night.
Right.
They got that tonight. Will they be able to do that every night against, or any nights against the Celtics? I have no idea, but it was team basketball that beat the Chicago Bulls tonight. Absolutely.
Yeah. And a boring game to put me to sleep.
It was really boring. Yeah. The at the end of the first quarter, it was 34-17, and it just never really got much closer than that. It got a little closer at times, but no, the Heat started off slow too. I think it was like 9-2 or 11-2, and then the Heat just like flipped a switch.
That's
and
crazy.
Went on to dominate. It was.
It's like it sounds like
annoying.
As soon as they subbed out their players, you know, put in the bench players might have just taken over then. I don't know if it was around that time, but
it was
yeah,
not good. Not good. The last game of the night, the Kings and the Pelicans. This one just ended. The Pelicans win 105-98. They claim the eighth seed. They will be without Zion, as we mentioned, and they will be playing against the Oklahoma City Thunder. This game was close at times. This game was very physical at times. And ultimately, the Kings just, they weren't hitting their shots.
They looked horrible.
Making some bad decisions too. Yes, they look terrible. It's like, hey, I could pass it, make the extra pass, or I could shoot it from 5 feet behind the 3-point line with a guy in my face.
That's frustrating.
Yeah. The Pelicans, on the other hand, made the extra pass, found the open guy. They were getting people involved. They were playing intelligent basketball. And kind of to your point, you know, they have more star power, I think, than the Heat do.
I don't know. What do you think? Yeah.
Zion,
it's just crazy how these teams made it. You know, they advanced without their star players, you know. I mean, I do think that the Pelicans have a much deeper team. So, but
they do. They have a good depth.
They also have the experience without playing with Zion, who was for all these years and everything. Yeah. So, and yeah, they look really good. I'm always curious though, which of these teams did you want to advance? Because I think you're a real big fans of the Kings, but did you want the Pelicans to win?
I wanted the Kings to win. I think we chatted about this on text before the game. I was sort of like, well, without Zion, the Pelicans aren't as interesting to me.
Right.
I'm a big Kings fan. So yeah, let's see if the Kings can advance and win this.
Right. That's what I wanted out of the, but I was kind of indifferent
when it was all said and done. I like Jose Alvarado. I like the energy that he brings to the court. I like, you know, Larry Nance Jr. I think he's fun to watch as well. I think it's fine. It was enjoyable to watch. The thing that I was most curious about this game was how would Brandon Ingram respond after being benched essentially in the fourth quarter of that Lakers game, even after Zion got hurt. So I was curious to see how he'd do it. And he bounced back fantastically. 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 24 points. Wasn't trying to do too much, but did just enough. And that's what you need to do.
Yeah, he led the team in points.
They're going to have to play team basketball as well.
Yeah. But yeah, so when the game started, I was like, yeah, I don't want the Pelicans to advance because Zion's just going to get hurt. I mean, what's the point? You know, I don't want to see a hurt team advance. But then when I'm actually watching the games and I still rooted. The Pelicans are like one of my teams that I've liked for a long time.
And I like Willie Green, their head coach.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. And who doesn't want to play at Smoothie King Arena?
And because Zion was, it's just a hamstring injury, I'm hoping he could come back pretty soon and actually play his first game in a playoff game. So I think that's part of the reason why I rooted for them. Once I started watching them on TV, I was like, the Kings just kind of like seem done, you know? And you know what? We predicted the Kings are going to be like maybe fourth or fifth. And yeah, they didn't even make the playoffs. So that's kind of crazy. It's just a
total backwards. The West is so much better, right?
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, much better. Minnesota got their poop in a group and much, much better. So that's all it takes. Just a couple of teams to improve. And all of a sudden you're on the outside looking in just like the Sacramento Kings are this year. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm excited for the playoffs, though. Are you?
I am, yeah. And to your point about Zion, I think he will not be able to make an appearance in this Oklahoma City Thunder series. I think if they can beat the Thunder, then potentially he could be there in the next playoff series. But I don't think he's going to be here in the first round at all.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's talk about the matchups. Let's start out east. We already talked about the Celtics and Miami. We said this last year too. Miami, when it was the Bucks that were the number one seed, and Miami just plowed their way through them. I don't think they're going to have that same success, but it would be kind of cool if they.
Well, remember last year Giannis was injured a little bit too, so that's why we think the Heat might have taken that game too. But if someone gets injured on the Celtics, I think their team is just way too deep, so it doesn't matter. And yeah, I don't see the Heat winning any games, honestly. I think it'll be
you're
a
taking
sweep.
Boston in four.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying? All right, I would say Boston in five, but I don't think there's a chance that Miami beats them in the first round.
I mean, you see Miami play tonight, though, and they played so well as a team. Maybe they can steal one game, but I'm still going to go for a clean sweep.
Yes, I think they could steal a game. I just think the circumstances of them winning this series is just too far fetched.
Yeah.
Doesn't. Barring injury, obviously, I just don't think it's going to happen. The 2-7 matchup, the New York Knicks versus the Philadelphia 76ers.
That's going to be a good series.
This is a toss-up to me because the 76ers are the 7th seed because Joel Embiid was hurt and missed so many games. They were towards the top of the East until that injury happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I for some reason, my gut instinct tells me that the 76ers is going to take this one. I think they're just getting healthier at the right time. And yeah, just what you said. I mean, they're only a low seed because of Embiid being injured for so long. But is Embiid going to be healthy for the series? And if he gets hurt, well, then they're screwed and they're going to lose immediately, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah.
I'm going to go with New York. I think it's going to be a 6 or 7 game series. But I do think, you know, New York made those trades at the deadline to try to get better. And they did. And I think this... yeah, I do think it's going to be New York.
Okay. You think they're a better team? Okay. I really don't think they're the better team, but yeah, I don't know. Interesting. I wonder why you think that they're going to win. Are you just saying that because I picked 76ers and you're just trying to pick the opposite of me?
No, not at all. The 76ers are notoriously bad in the playoffs.
I mean,
they don't have Doc Rivers leading the way this year, but they're just not built for the playoffs. I think we've seen that forever historically. Yeah. So something's going to happen. Who knows? But I just don't think they're logged for this playoff series.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, what about the Miami Heat? What about the Miami Heat? I mean, they historically have, you know, shown us that they are made for the playoffs, right? They make it pretty far. But you're not picking them over the Celtics. You gave them one game against the Celtics.
I give them one game. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Celtics are just so good.
Yeah.
If it was the 76ers versus the Celtics, I'd be like, yeah, Boston in five. It's not changing that. I just think Boston is that good.
Yeah. No, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, no.
No, that's fine.
It is going to be a really exciting series. I can't wait for this one. And yeah, I think it'll be pretty close. I'm going to give it like the 76ers will probably win in four games. I mean, we'll win. It'll be four. The series will be 4-3. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Knicks will probably win seven three game games. Series.
Yeah.
Sixers and seven is what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay. We have the 3-6 matchup of the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Indiana Pacers. I joked about Doc Rivers. Well, here he is. Here he is with these Milwaukee Bucks. I'm going to pick the Pacers because why the heck not? So Pacers in six. That's what I'm going with.
All right. I'll say Bucks in five. I think Pacers will get one game out of them.
Okay. The Pacers made the trade at the deadline. I think they got better. I don't think they have enough chemistry to actually do this. I mean, I'm saying this as I just picked them. I'm excited to see Damian Lillard in the playoffs with Giannis.
Yeah.
I think I'm switching. Milwaukee.
That's a smart thing to do, Jonathan. It's okay.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Milwaukee in six. This is not going to be a great series, I don't think. I think there'll be a couple of blowouts in this series.
I think the game
the Pacers win will be a blowout. I think there'll be a Pacers game where they win that it's close. And I think Milwaukee will blow out two games at least as well.
I would want to go over some odds in the first game. So the 76ers and Knicks, the Knicks are actually favored by 3.5 points. So, and they're playing at home for the first game.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's cool. The Pacers and the Bucks, the Pacers are favored 1.5 points. I'm really surprised to see that. And
really?
The Bucks are at home. So that's kind of weird. Huh. I wonder why they're favored. That's a weird one. And the Heat are favored. No, I'm just joking. They're not.
Yeah, no one's going to believe that. Now everything you say is sus.
Yeah. No, but the Celtics are favored by 13.5 points for their first game.
Okay. Final series in the East, Cleveland versus Orlando. This is a 4-5 matchup. I like Cleveland. I like Orlando. This is a series where I don't really care who wins. I like both these teams. We'll see who I end up rooting for as the series progresses.
Yeah.
I like Cleveland better, I think.
Cleveland is favored by 4.5 points. I like Orlando better. I want them to win. But I think they're very evenly matched. I don't know who's going to win this, honestly. I think it's just a toss-up. I think it's just luck and injuries.
I think Cleveland has a more talented roster, but... Yeah, I could see it going either way.
I feel like Cleveland doesn't have the motivation. I've heard some things about just players not feeling good about the team,
Suns.
You know? Them too. But no, there's just something about the Cavaliers. I don't think they're going to advance because of that, but I still think it's going to be close. I just seen that when teams, you know, they start playing and they start kind of getting on each other's cases. And I don't know, just like there's too much negativity on the Cavs team right now where they're not going to make it. And the Magic are just feeling good. They feel like they probably, I think they shouldn't be in the playoffs really, but they just, I don't know. They're just kind of like a surprise,
looking and seeing
you know?
The Pacers and the Magic in the playoffs. You're like, wait, what's happening?
I know, right? Yeah. So I think they're just that surprise team and they're happy to be there. And I think just that alone, they're going to take the first series and Magic will win 4 and Cavs will get 3.
Let's move out west. The 1-8 matchup is the Oklahoma City Thunder and the New Orleans Pelicans. We talked about this a little bit. I could see this going either way, honestly. I think the inexperience of both teams is going to at least impact a couple of games. I just think Oklahoma City has the better roster. So I'm going to say Oklahoma in 6.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, in 6 games, yeah. I think Thunder are definitely going to win this. Pelicans, but then what if Zion's healthy and Okay,
he won't be. 2 weeks. They said 2 weeks before they even reevaluate him.
So this particular series is going to be my most favorite series to watch when Zion is healthy. I love both of these teams. I've been watching them all year long. And I hate that they're playing against each other.
So you're hoping they match up next year?
Yeah, I'm hoping they're going to be in the conference finals next year. I'm going to go with the Thunder. Yeah, in six games as well. But they're also favored by 7.5 points in the first game. Thunder at home.
Okay. Let's go down to Denver, the 2 seed versus the Lakers, the 7 seed. Denver swept the Lakers last year in the playoffs. I think it will be a little bit different this year, but I think Denver in 5 is probably going to happen.
You know, I mean, we made this mistake last year, right? So let's not do it again. Let's give the Nuggets the credit that they deserve. And I'm just going to say the Nuggets are going to sweep the Lakers again.
You say they're going to sweep? All right. I give the Lakers one game.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the Lakers, they're older and everything, right? What did they do to maybe their bench that helped out that maybe they deserve one win?
Well, they traded for Roy Hachimura at the deadline. They made a couple of trades this year as well.
I was going to throw him. I'm glad you mentioned him. Yeah. I do like
him.
He's
been with the team for a full year now. I think AD is healthier this year than he was last year, which I say that as a gust of wind blows him down a staircase somewhere and he's out. But I think the Nuggets lost, you know, Bruce Brown, who was huge for them in the playoffs last year. I think it's a combination of those two things.
Yeah, I would give him one more win because Gabe Vincent is healthy right now, and I think he's one of those
Gabe
bench
Vincent.
Players.
Yep, that's a great one.
Yeah,
yep.
He can be a difference maker. But I'm still the Nuggets. Like we just didn't give them the credit that they needed last year. So I'm going to do
Nuggets
that this
five.
Year.
And seems reasonable.
Yeah, Nuggets.
You're
and
saying
four.
Nuggets in four.
Yeah.
All right. The series that we'll probably be most interested in, the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns. This is your 3-6 matchup. I have no faith in the Suns at all. However, Minnesota has terrible perimeter defense.
Yeah. And that's what you don't need against this team, against the Suns team, right? You need perimeter defense.
Yes. So if the Suns can shoot, Timberwolves could be in trouble. Don't try to drive it in because Gobert will send it back with authority. I think it's going to be Minnesota in 6, though.
Really? Okay, so
yeah,
the Suns are 3-0.
I'm hoping I'm jinxing myself by saying that, and the Suns will actually win in 4, and I'll be like, ha-ha, the reverse jinx worked. But I just think it's going to be Minnesota in 6.
The Suns are 3-0 against the Timberwolves this season. Does that change your mind at all?
Well, one of the games was like the last game of the season where I don't think the Timberwolves really cared. I think the Suns still cared about that game.
Yeah.
So that one doesn't count. Throw that one away. They're 2-0.
I thought that game they did care, the Wolves did, because that would determine if they were first in the conference and then they would play against the easiest team, against the 8th seed.
I do not know.
Yeah, but the Timberwolves, they're a 1.5 point favorite for this first game. I believe in the Suns. They kind of redeemed everything. I hated watching this whole year. They sucked. But then the last two games, they kind of redeemed my faith in them because I could see the fire lit under them and they're just like, okay, now it's time to step it up. We could win. We could do this. We are the better team. We've just been taking it easy because we want to make sure we're healthy for the playoffs. That's what it looks like to me.
Ignorant hope that Ronnie has. It's
I know.
Adorable.
I hate it too. Because I know they're just bringing up my hopes so that way they could just crush them again like they do every single year.
But don't let them do it, Ronnie.
I'm going to say the Suns are going to win in 5 games. So the Wolves will get 1 game.
All right. Suns in 5. Wow. Yeah. We are very different on that one. That'll be interesting to see how we're... I hope the Suns win because I'm a Suns fan. This team always lets us down. So
right.
I'm bleeding into that.
Yeah, and I'm only basing it off the last 2 games, which probably isn't very smart of me, but...
What have you done for me lately? That's all Ronnie cares
so
about.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right,
let's look at the
last matchup in the West, the 4 and 5 matchup, the Los Angeles Clippers versus the Dallas Mavericks. What is the situation in LA? Is everyone healthy? I feel like I'm out of the loop there.
They've been sitting every single starter for a while. They're all healthy. They're just making sure that they're healthy because like kind of like other players, you know, they just, most of them seem like they're made of glass. So they just want to make sure that they are healthy for the playoffs. I think the Clippers are going to beat the Mavericks, Jonathan. I don't think the Mavericks have it.
You think the Clippers
it.
Will beat the Mavericks? So Kawhi Leonard is questionable with a knee injury for game one.
He's always questionable, though. ESPN. He's been questionable the whole
yes,
year.
Yes, he is. Yeah. But with Kawhi, it's real, too.
Yeah.
It's a real question. Like, that's a question they're asking. Like, is he going to play? I don't know. You think the Clippers are going to beat the Mavericks? And I don't know.
I know you want the playoffs. The Mavericks are going to win
this. The Mavericks. I do.
It's
really
okay.
Do.
You can say it. You just don't want to because you know how much I hate it when you do say that.
I like Ty Lue. I like the Clippers. This is going to be just like the 4-5 matchup that we saw in the East, right? I have no idea. I feel like either of these teams could win the series. I feel like this could be a sweep or this could go 7 games. It's really so. I am going to say the Mavericks in 7, though.
Okay, so
that is going to be my prediction.
The Clippers have home court advantage. The first game is at the Clippers Stadium, and the Mavericks are favored by 2.5 points.
There you go.
So I still think the Clippers are going to take this one. I think it's going to be a good matchup. I think
and
this one will go 7
the
games.
Best player in the NBA, maybe best player ever to play the game.
Yeah.
He's better than Jordan. He's better than Kobe. He's better than LeBron.
I'll agree with you.
Best.
Yep, I 100% agree. So stupid. I missed one too.
Kyrie Irving has never done anything to upset anybody. So
I heard. So our buddy Ryan, he said that Kyrie Irving's going to be upset over whatever's going on in Iran or Iraq and stuff like that with all the wars and stuff. And he's going to
play out of his mind.
Yeah, no, he's going to lose because of that. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, we missed one. The Lakers and Nuggets. The Nuggets are favored 7.5 points for that game too.
Okay. I was like, we talked about that, but you're talking about the
over-under. Odds. Yep, I missed that.
The odds. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Stupid. I just don't want to talk about the Mavericks anymore because the Clippers are going to win. So what? Okay, but
so we disagree on two series in the West. It sounds like I think we're in agreement. No, you said Orlando. I said Cleveland. I believe. I think
Orlando's going to win. Yep.
And then. Did you think Philadelphia over New York?
Yes, you think New York.
Okay. Okay. So we have two differences in each conference.
And you pick Pacers, right?
I did not. I switched to the Milwaukee Bucks because I just thought about the rosters of these teams and said, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Giannis and Dame are pretty good.
Okay.
Ooh, Doc Rivers.
I'm going to do one more prediction. Who do you predict is going to win the MVP now? So at the beginning of the year, I believe you picked Luka. And it's looking like it's probably going to be Luka, unless you're. Do you want to make a change on that? Do you think it could be anyone else? Do you think Jokic could win? Do you think there's anyone else out there that has a case to win this year?
I mean, I think Jokic is always in the conversation. He's done the work, I guess, to be the MVP, right? The number of games and everything that he has to do to qualify for it.
Yeah,
I'm going to stick with Luka. Luka, why not?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I honestly think it's going to end up being him. I can't see Jokic winning it for a third year in a row.
Well, he didn't win it last year, so that.
Oh, wait, who won
fine.
It last year? I forget.
Joel Embiid won it last year.
Oh, yeah.
So this would be 2 years in a row, then an off year. And I say off in quotes because he still was very good last year.
Yeah.
I could see him giving it back to him. He's the defending champ.
I think SGA is in the conversation, but I don't think he's there yet.
Yeah. SGA's in the conversation, I would say.
Is there anyone else I'm forgetting? Do you think that LeBron has a case
Giannis
at all?
Giannis and Tatum probably round out the top five, at least in my mind.
Do you think LeBron's in there at all? For being old and...
Not at all.
No? Okay.
No. He's going to win most improved player, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man. So if Jokic wins the MVP, he will be with three other players that have won three MVPs. Do you know who those three... Who are the three players that have three MVPs? There are players that have more. Jordan has five, for example. But there are three that have three.
Yeah, I was going to... So I was going to say Jordan at least has three, but so he has five.
Yes, that's correct. Jordan has five.
Wilt Chamberlain.
He has four.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
has six.
I don't know. Who has a three?
They, I almost said something that you would have to edit, but I restrained myself. Oh, come on, it's okay. They're on the dream team together. Two of them were
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird is one.
Magic Johnson.
And his buddy from the other coast. Yes, Magic Johnson. And then Moses Malone is the third player. They all have three MVPs. Nice. So, yeah. That's all I got, Ronnie. Anything else you want to talk about?
I just want to talk about just how Chris Paul, I came across this stat. This is by StatMuse. I always give the best stats. So he played 19 seasons, zero championships so far. Only Vince Carter and Jamal Crawford. So Carter has 22 seasons and Crawford 20 seasons. They have played more seasons without winning a ring. Yep. So Chris Paul is maybe going to break a record pretty soon.
Chris Paul could be waived and he could become an unrestricted free agent. If he's ring chasing, which team does he fit best on to chase?
Do you think that he could come back to the Suns at all for any reason and maybe try to win a ring with them? I think if he's ring chasing, he might do that. He might come back.
Maybe.
I would say that.
I don't know.
But, I mean...
You would say the Suns?
I would say that... On the west side, on the east side, I mean, it has to be Celtics, right? I mean, what other team can he... But I don't think they could afford him right now.
Well, he would need to take a mat. He would need to do, like, the veterans minimum, which is still really, really high. But I don't know if he would take the vets minimum. I wonder if him and LeBron, he would try to team up with LeBron. Because they're buddies. Ride the banana boat together.
it has to be a team that hasn't won in a while. Or, you know, I think... If he signs with the 76ers, I think that would be cool. If he actually like helps a team earn a championship, you know what I mean? I think he's past that point in his career. Maybe. You might be right. But I'm just saying that, yeah, he can't win a championship on a team that's just stacked. No one cares about that.
So my first thought was the Magic.
That's
being
a veteran
point guard on a team that's up and coming. I don't think they're contenders for the ring, and I don't know that Chris Paul makes them a contender for the ring, but that was, for whatever reason, was the first team that jumped in my head, is that a team that's young that might benefit from a vet with playoff experience. But yeah. This is only the second time Chris Paul's not in the playoffs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
right. Crazy?
Because, yeah, he's been, yeah, I forgot about that. He's been in there so many times. Yeah.
There was one year with the Clippers when he was injured most of the year that they didn't make the playoffs. And then obviously this year with the Golden State Warriors. It's crazy.
Hopefully it doesn't go in the Knicks. They don't need another point guard. I can see something stupid like that happening. You know, because yeah. he did that by going to the Golden State. Like, you know, they have Curry. They didn't need another point guard. And I said it wasn't going to work.
They did. They needed depth.
Nope.
He wasn't meant to compete with Curry.
No.
That's what you have to realize, Ronnie. He's not going to be a starter wherever he goes.
No, because they had... Curry plays the whole entire game. There's no reason for him to be a backup at all. It doesn't... they got rid of Jordan Poole, which was a mistake.
It wasn't. Jordan Poole...
Oh, well, I mean, because it was... Maybe. Yeah, you had to separate Green and Poole, right? But they should have kicked Green off the team. But anyways, how about the Pacers? I'd like them to see him go to the Pacers. They're a young team.
Yeah, Pacers are a young team. That would be not a terrible fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. There's going to be... We'll obviously, as the offseason comes up, we'll do our free agency review and do these hypothetical situations. But that's the first one that popped in my head is Chris Paul.
Yeah, but that's all I have.
He could potentially... He's not even a free agent, right? Klay Thompson is, but Chris Paul potentially could be as well. Yeah, that's all I have. So playoffs, come check out your local listings. Games start Saturday. That's tomorrow. Holy smokes, Ronnie. Game starts Saturday. So yeah, check out your local listings and fill out the brackets. The NBA is doing like $1 million prize if you get the perfect bracket. So
they start early too, 10 a.m. for
10 a.m.
for us.
Oh gosh.
Arizona time, yeah. Orlando and Cleveland.
That's early. All right. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.